You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson at Williamson NFL. How's everyone doing? We are going to not ignore the Steelers, of course, but we are going to talk about the division. The first and probably second wave of free agency is in the books, and got pro days going on, people getting ready for draft, and yeah, there's other moves, you know, like within the division, maybe T. Higgins just traded, or maybe the Steelers make a big trade for a receiver. It'd be nice if we could talk to them with Higgins, but that's not going to happen. It's a side note. So I want to go over basically each and every move, some very quickly, some not, that has happened from the other three teams in division, starting with the Baltimore Birdies. So they lost their backup quarterback, but they signed Josh Johnson. That's a little bit tenuous to me. Johnson's old, and he's been on a million teams. I would be a little worried if I'm the Ravens' backup quarterback situation. Now, they did upgrade at running back. Derrick Henry swaps out for Gus Edwards. That's very nice. Very good deal. They extended Nelson Aguilar. It's okay. I mean, but Beckham's going to leave, so that's not ideal for them. Their receiver position's okay, not great. Keeping Justin Madubuike was the biggest move of the year. I mean, four-year, $98 million contract, $75.5 guaranteed. Great player. But without question, Madubuike and Henry aside, I definitely think the Ravens were hit the hardest in free agency in the division. I think they went backwards where the other three teams probably went forward. So Baltimore, you knew it was coming, but that they got hit pretty hard. They also re-signed Brett Urban. That's not that big a deal. Same with Chris Board, who's a special teamer. Malik Harrison, he's a depth linebacker. And they're bringing back Arthur Millette. I mean, okay. They're not done, of course. Neither are any of these teams. But Henry's an upgrade. Basically, every other move is a lateral re-signing or loss to me. You know, keeping Madubuike is absolutely huge. But their O-line, as it stands right now in Baltimore, is sort of a mess. I mean, they have two or three starters that they're going to have to replace without question. I mean, Linderbaum's one of the only things you can really count on. They traded Moses, the right tackle. Stanley's injury situation has been problematic. Both guards hit the free agent market. So they're going to have a real different offensive line. So that would worry me quite a bit if I was Baltimore. So they definitely went backwards thus far. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, capital B-L-E-A-V, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How about Cincinnati? No real changes at quarterback. Zach Moss replaces Joe Mixon. Might even be an upgrade, but it's more of a lateral move. It's a cheaper move. You get a little bit younger. Fine. Higgins gets franchised, as we sort of mentioned, but he wants out. So I think you're going to lose Boyd. I think their receivers are bound to be taking a step backwards, especially the day Higgins gets traded, if that happens. They did re-sign Trenton Irwin, which does not move the needle for me. Three tight ends now are Gesicki, Tanner Hudson, and Drew Sample. Sample and Gesicki couldn't be any more different. Gesicki's like a big, huge slot. Sample's a blocker. That's fine. That's not a position that they stress in Cincinnati all that much anyways. Big news, didn't mean it that way, but huge news. Trent Brown signs a one-year deal with Cincinnati. So now they have two tackles with the last name Brown, two tackles that are nearly 400 pounds. I think they're the two biggest players in the league. Guess that's a good thing. I don't know. It's a great thing. Would worry me a little bit from a durability standpoint, you know, what they have left late in the year, things like that. But I do think Trent Brown's probably better than Williams from a year ago. Cody Ford is a guard they signed for depth, not a needle mover. Sheldon Rankin signed a two-year, $26 million deal, but they lost DJ Reader. That's a backward move, but Rankins is a quality starter. Brought back Akeem Davis-Gaither. He's a special teamer. And then the big things they did were they brought in two starting safeties. After letting two starting safeties go a year ago, Von Bell returns, and Geno Stone, who they swiped from the Ravens. So obviously they thought a huge problem with their defense was their safeties. And it's a defense that puts a lot on their safeties' plates. I think then Dax Hill, the first round pick from a year or so, 2 years ago, he's the same year as Kenny Pickett. They'll probably go to corner. I don't think they're going to be drafting right tackle with the 18th pick, which could allow another tackle to fall to the Steelers. Obviously, Burrow comes back and you would hope he's healthy and fine. But I would say they maybe went backwards. I mean, the safety moves are big for them. A little bit better at right tackle, a little worse at defensive tackle. And the running back stuff doesn't really change my mind either way. But if Higgins leaves and you don't get something, you know, in return or replace him decently in the draft, I think you're a much less explosive offense for Burrow. The Brownies, strangely, even though they had two quarterbacks under contract, DTR and Watson, signed Tyler Huntley away from the Ravens. A lot of teams in the division stole things from the Ravens, including Patrick Queen and Jameis Winston, you know, which a deal that could go up to $8.7 million. Why do they have four quarterbacks? Is there something going on with Watson that we don't know? Possibly. They went through so many quarterbacks last year. Are they just never going to let that happen again? Possibly. It's just weird. I mean, it's a lot of money tied up in quarterbacks. They signed Dante Foreman yesterday, and they already signed Nyheim Hines. Makes me really think Nick Chubb is highly, 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 highly questionable to start the season. It's a brutal injury. That's unfortunate, but that hurts them for sure. Jerry Jeudy, they trade for him, fifth and sixth round picks. Okay. I mean, that's nice value there. But I think where the mistake is, they signed Jerry Jeudy to a three-year contract extension up to almost $58 million. $41 million guaranteed. Like, Jerry Jeudy is one of the most overrated players in the league. I mean, he's a Deontay Johnson-like profile. He's not nearly as good as Deontay Johnson. So I think they're going to regret that move a lot. But it does make their receiving core better. But that's a lot of money for him. James Prochet was brought in as well. Not a big deal. The only thing they did to their O-line was Michael Dunn, a depth guard. I wonder if they'll draft O-line high, but they don't have a first-round pick. On defense, they re-signed Za'Darius Smith. 2 year, up to $25 million. He was good for them. He's not great. He's a quality player. Helps, you know, keep some of the pressure off Myles Garrett. He has value to them. Three other defensive linemen, Shelby Harris, Maurice Hurst, were both re-signed. They're okay. They're good. They're fine. Quentin Jefferson was another one they added to the mix. So I would think they're done at defensive tackle. None of them are huge needle movers, but they'll all play and play a fair amount. They picked up Jordan Hicks, who's an okay linebacker. I liked him a couple years ago a heck of a lot more than I do now. And your favorite, Devin Bush, is now a Brown. And he has been no better since leaving the Steelers than he is now. They re-signed a punter, and they re-signed a depth corner, Tony Brown, they signed away from a cheap deal. So not a lot, really. I mean, the defense is basically rolling it back. I get that. The quarterback stuff is odd. Jerry Judy's probably what they're looking at as their high-priced free agency ticket, and I think he's very overrated, to be very honest with you. So it doesn't look great for Chubb, and that's a big concern for them. So all in all, the division didn't do drastically great things. And I think you could argue that the Steelers have had the best offseason so far. I mean, in terms of wholesale changes, quarterback changes. I'd have to double check, but the Steelers still have a lot of salary cap space. I was going to say, I think they have the most in the division still, but they also have some extra draft picks and firepower to do more. I do think the Steelers will add a receiver of some sort before the draft. So all in all, I would say the Steelers improved the most. The two Ohio teams pretty much stayed the same, and Baltimore went backwards. All right. Thanks, everyone. Take care.